All right, everybody, we are back with an after show. I've got Ice Goose and Enigma here, and of course I'm Sloth. We're just going to be doing the usual calls like Waffle House, Motel 6, Super 8, that sort of thing. Say hello, guys. If anybody's actually there. Ice Goose! Yeah, apparently they're both gone, so I'm just going to go ahead and go into the first call here.
Waffle House.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Ron.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, my name is Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in there earlier. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I had a complaint about your restroom.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went into your restroom, you know, after I had eaten my meal, because I had to make a defecation in the toilet. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I went and I sat on the toilet. And I moved the scat out of my body.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But the toilet bowl, it was too shallow, alright?
So did shit get all over the toilet bowl?
No, it got all over my snake.
Your what? You
my
got on
snake.
Your ass?
No, my snake.
Oh, okay.
You know, my penis.
So it got on your penis?
Yes.
So you have a shitty dick right now. You better wipe that off.
Yeah, I think you're right. Do you think maybe if I came down there, you would wipe it off for me?
I can probably get the cook to suck it off for you if you want to.
It's pretty hot. Is it a guy or
he
is
might
it a
do
girl?
That.
It's a guy? What's he look like?
It's a guy. He's pretty hot.
Is he? Well,
yeah.
What ethnicity is he?
His name is Dale, and he's white.
Oh, yeah. I like a good white man, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But he has a big cock, though.
How do you know? Did you fuck him?
No, he just shows it all the time.
Wow. That sounds like an HR issue right there.
Yeah, I know.
So
when do you want to come in to get Dale to do this for you?
Yeah, I'm down with that. But, I mean, honestly, you sound like a bit of a freak.
Oh, yeah, I get it on. I love shitty dicks.
I know you do. I can tell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the sound of your voice. So, do you do ass to mouth?
Do I what?
Do you do ass to mouth, you know?
What about anal?
Oh, my God, that's the best.
Yeah. What about, like...
Okay. I love having my ass juices in my mouth.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And how many fingers can you take?
Oh, my God, I love two fists. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow. Wow, this is like the...
Double-fisted all the way.
Yeah, this is like the most disgusting Waffle House that I've ever heard anybody call.
I know.
Yeah, it's bad. You guys are messed up. Is that just like the late-night crew, or is the daytime shift...
Yeah, the late-night gets pretty raunchy in here.
Yeah, I can respect that, you know. So you guys don't fuck with people's food or anything, do you?
Huh?
You guys don't fuck with people's food or anything, do you? Because, like, I'm getting that vibe.
Sometimes the cook wipes shit on his hand and puts it in the hash brown.
That's pretty fucked up.
I know.
You put the cook on real quick? Is he around?
No, he's not around right now.
Well, okay, well, who's making food?
The other cook.
Well, put him on.
It's the girl. She's a server.
Yeah, put her on.
She's not interested in you.
I'm not trying to hook up with her.
Do you want to talk to her? Okay, hold on.
I'm just trying to say incredulous things to her.
Hello?
Hey, bitch. What's going on?
Not much.
You trying to, you know, get down tonight?
No, I'm good.
Because my boy Reggie and I, you know...
What did I tell you? I told you she wasn't interested.
I'm just saying, I got 11 inches and I'm looking for love, if you know what I mean.
She's not interested in you.
Well, doesn't she want 11 inches of hard
what?
Snake?
She doesn't like shitty dicks.
Well, I'll wipe the shit off.
What if you wipe it off?
I'll use Purell hand sanitizer on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Make it all nice and sterile.
That might work.
Yeah, I mean, it's like alcohol on there. It'll clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Be fresh and clean.
Yeah. And then
you
she can suck it.
You might have to come down here and just lay it on her.
What's that?
You might have to come down here and just lay out on her one time.
I know. I figure, well, what if I come in there and, like, I'll order
You want to order the hash browns, so you get her shit on your hash browns.
Yeah, I'll order the hash browns and some eggs, and then when she serves it to me, I'll pull my dick out and I'll drop it on the plate.
Real quick. I got to serve my food, okay?
You got to go?
Yeah. Will you call me back in 5 minutes?
Oh, fucking right I will.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, she's a dirty one.
Yeah, that was amazing,
hey,
actually.
We should call back as customers.
We're going to call back. I mean, I'm actually going to save that number. I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to call back as a customer and be like, can I speak to the manager?
Yeah, it was really good. I wonder if that one's just been hit before and that's why, or what the deal is with that. Okay. This next one is also going to be a Waffle House, but it is definitely somebody else's turn.
Enigma, you want to do it?
Probably not. Probably the next one.
Come on, okay, Enigma. Don't be a little bitch.
Bitch.
And Roy, I do in fact have 11 inches and I'm looking for love.
Oh, shit.
Yes. If you're interested, you can get in touch with me at 1-800-MANHOLE.
Manhole.
But yeah, Ice Goose, this is all you do.
Okay. You know what I need? 4 Locos.
Thank you for calling Hungry Waffle House. This is Brianna. How may I help you?
Hi, Brianna. I was just in your Waffle House a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
I was using the restroom. And, unfortunately, there was a bit of an accident with my child.
Uh-huh.
We left relatively quickly, but, he accidentally defecated on the floor.
Okay.
We just wanted to let you know, just ahead of time.
Okay.
We cleaned him up. We left the diaper on the floor. We were trying to get out of there as fast as possible. We hope that there's no misunderstanding and that you guys won't get mad at us, but, diaper on the floor, and, it was pretty bad. I couldn't clean it up. Unfortunately, my wife she was waiting out in the parking lot already. I sent her a text, said get out there, and, so have you guys sent somebody back there to go check it out?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you guys sent somebody back there to go check it out? I feel really bad about it.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay. I was gonna hang. I don't know. Hello? I found a checkbook, guys.
You gotta wait for her.
What is this? Oh, I found an I Love Boobies.
And yeah, Ken, I have animals, so I don't shit with the door open even when nobody's home.
What are you talking about?
Ken is typing things.
I didn't look at it, no, of course you won't.
Alright guys, we're back on the air. Yep, we had a bit of an issue. Not sure what happened. Shoutcast dropped us. Maybe Roy kicked us because he's an asshole.
Faggots.
Yeah, fuck you, Roy.
Hello? Oh my god. this cunt. Yeah, hang up on that bitch.
We'll call a different one.
Yeah, for real.
All right, just a sec.
Okay.
Okay, this is an IHOP, so basically the same thing as a Waffle House.
Well, yeah, everybody knows what an IHOP is. Enigmas, are you taking this?
It's all you, Ice Goose.
Welcome to IHOP. This is Robert speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Robert. I was just in your facilities with my young child.
Sorry, can you say that again?
I was just in your facilities with my child.
Okay.
And unfortunately, when we were using the restroom, there was a bit of an incident.
There was an incident?
Yeah, he had a little bit of an accident. He defecated on the floor. I couldn't clean it up. I took his diaper off, and I left it in the sink, and we ordered food, but we just left. We decided to go.
Okay. I don't know entirely what to do here.
I just wanted to let you know because I felt bad.
Okay.
Can you just
clean it up?
Well, can you go in there and make sure it's still there? And can we order or can we just cancel our order? I feel awful. You know, I mean, it's wet, it's slippery. Oh yeah. I was gonna slide in there. I was.
Do your job,
okay, well, I've got somebody to go clean it up. I'm sorry, it's wet and slippery. Boobies.
Yes, Ken loves boobies.
I have my Bible boobies.
I really do.
All right, guys, I'm dialing another one. Does anybody want to take this? If not, I will.
Go for it.
Fuck yeah.
Who is this person?
Mute.
Mute.
Fisherman's Wharf, San Francisco, Silver Hawk today.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Ron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I had some questions about your establishment there.
About our service?
Yeah, about your establishment, your restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my wife and I, you know, we're going to be celebrating our 10th anniversary today. Or, you know, tonight, rather. Okay?
Sorry, I couldn't get you. Just a minute.
All right. Well, do you have anybody who speaks English?
Yeah, just a minute.
Yeah, put them on.
I'm going to come. Someone.
Yeah, hurry up.
It's not my first language, so if
I
just...
Yeah, I can tell. Hurry the fuck up, okay? Yeah, yeah, stupid. Come on.
I believe he told you to fuck off. You should complain about that.
Hush. Hush, Kenny.
Yes, how may we help you?
Hey, what's going on? What's your name, big girl?
This is LaToya.
LaToya? Okay, here's the thing. So, like I was telling that guy there, you know, the one who's fresh off the boat. Yeah, I was telling him, you know, my wife and I, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary tonight. You follow
okay.
me? Okay. So,
okay.
We wanted to do something kind of special, you know, as our dinner for our anniversary. I'm really trying to treat it or something a little bit unique, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to bring my wife in, and we'll sit, and we'll order our meal, and we'll go in the bathroom together, you know, the men's bathroom. And, like, see, the thing is, the first night we met, we, you know, we made love in the bathroom of an IHOP. So, what I was hoping we could do is we could order the food, and then my wife and I, we could go into the bathroom, and maybe you guys would serve it to us in there, and we could make love in there and slap each other with dippy eggs and syrupy pancakes.
Oh, okay. Well, then after you do that, you need to get a Bible study and pray to Jehovah and get your life together before Armageddon.
But we're married.
What?
We're married. that was awesome. Okay. Ken, you're next, buddy.
You need to pray.
This is also...
Hey, call that first one back.
Okay.
Call that first one.
I gotcha.
When you get a fresh one, I got an idea for one.
That was ridiculous, though. She told... I mean, dude, that's my wife right there. She doesn't even know. I might have been a virgin until I met her.
You need to pray that you make love.
I do. I need to pray. That's fucked up. How's that bitch gonna say things like that to me? But yeah. Yeah, here you go. This is the first one. Enjoy.
She obviously doesn't know she was from the corporate office.
Waffle House.
Hey, yeah, it's Ron.
What's up?
Hey, big girl, big booty girl. I'm just wondering, you know, what are you doing? Like 30 minutes, you know, you're gonna be off.
Dude. You're just like, I can't understand a word you're saying, dude.
Big girl, shh, just be quiet, okay?
Okay, I can't understand a word you're saying. Call me back when you get better cell phone service, Ron.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Look, it's here if you need to get that taken care of.
Look, bitch. Are you ready for what I'm about to say to you?
What?
Look, bitch, are you ready for what I'm about to say to you?
Okay, first of all, don't call me bitch.
Okay.
And second of all, I'm not going to play around your prank-ass phone call. You're gonna act like you're
okay,
16.
Sweetie. Listen, I'm going to come down there in 20 minutes, all right? And I expect you to be ready. Because I'm going to whip out my junk, and I'm going to slap you on the bridge of your nose. With
okay,
my whole
well,
junk.
I can't wait to see you in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
then.
And my balls are huge. You understand that?
Your balls are huge?
My balls are huge.
Do you have a nose ring? Do you have a nose ring? Use that as tart.
I don't like big balls. I don't like big balls.
Well, I've got big-ass balls, so you're going to have to learn to deal with it. Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I got to go, so I'll see you in 20 minutes.
I'll see you then. All right, sweetie. I love you.
I'm not gay. You're gay. Shit.
She hung up.
You're gay.
Okay, I'm going to move on to a different one, and somebody else is going to take
it. I'd say you harassed her.
Now, we have one more call with her that we can place, and then that's it. So, we're going to call this one, which is a different one. And, yeah, this is Ken. All Ken.
Thank you for calling. I have in San Jose. This is Luis speaking. I'm going to help you.
Hi, I was calling to ask a few questions. I was in there earlier, probably about 3 hours or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go use the restroom, and there seems to be some lady hovering around by the men's restroom, basically soliciting. She was calling them handies, and she was asking for $15.95, is this the type of establishment you guys run, or what type of thing you guys have going on there?
Alright, let me go ahead and put you through my supervisor. Would that be okay with you, sir? Alright, just give me 1 second.
Ken, get closer to your mic, buddy. You sound like crap.
Thank you for holding. This is Matt.
Hi, is this the supervisor?
Correct.
Okay. I was explaining to the gentleman earlier that I was speaking to, I was in there approximately 3 hours earlier, and I went to go use the gentleman's bathroom, and when I was approaching the bathroom, there was a blonde lady, she was, I would estimate, in her early 20s, standing by the men's room, and actually propositioned me for a handy, what I don't know what that is, and she put out a price of $16.95. I don't know. I was asking if this was a common occurrence at this location, or because I was very offended.
No, it's definitely not something common.
I mean,
here.
I was there for about 45 minutes with my son and my daughter, and this lady seemed to be kind of posted right over in that area.
That's not very common. Did you say anything while you were here?
I didn't, because I had my young children with me. I had nobody to take them outside while I discussed it with someone, you know. I couldn't just leave them alone.
Okay.
And really, you know, when she propositioned me, that's not the part I was offended about. It was, you know, $16.95, but all I had was a 50. She didn't have change.
Okay.
And so, you know, I told her, I said, you know, take the 50. You know, give me the hand job, take the 50, go break it at the counter, and she wouldn't do it. I mean, this isn't the way to run a business. The customer is always right. She should have went and broke that 50 and gave me the handy. Very unprofessional.
I think you lost him.
I do too.
Do you want to try that one again, Ken?
Yeah, I'm home. Well, we got disconnected somehow.
Oh, okay. I meant like a different one, but yeah, we'll call him back.
Oh, yeah, let me just call him back. I was telling him we got disconnected.
Thank you for calling. I have San Jose. This is Lee speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I was just speaking with the supervisor. I think his name was Jose or Alejandro.
No, his name is Matt.
Matt. Matt doesn't sound right.
He's actually right here.
Did he go take a look or what's the deal?
I'm not sure. They did hang up. Those sons of bitches. Alright, well, this is a different IHOP. Somebody else other than me also take this one.
I'll do it.
Ice Goose.
Ice Goose.
Thank you for calling the IHOP Restaurant Support Center, headquarters for IHOP. Our office is currently closed. Please go back as we resume normal business hours.
Why is this lady so
Friday, 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Thank you.
Spell the last and first name, then press pound. For Q, press 7. For Z, press 9. For help, press 0.
Wow. That was pretty stupid. Alright, well, hopefully this one is actually an IHOP and not the headquarters for IHOP. Although, honestly, we could have complained to them as well if they had picked up.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dick Soup's going to give me a handy at no charge.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I should have asked that asshole if I could use an IHOP gift card to fucking pay for the handy.
Ice Goose.
I'm right here, dickweeds.
Hello, it's a wonderful day to have price. Can I help you?
Hi, this is John Holliman. I'm from the corporate office. I was wondering how many customers you have in your establishment right now.
Excuse me?
I need to know how many customers you have in your establishment right now. I'm from the corporate office.
As we speak, I have no idea.
Okay. Basically, what I'm doing is a customer survey. So I just need to speak to a just one customer that's eating right now. Preferably one that's having eggs of some sort.
Okay.
Can I speak to... Okay, thank you. shit. I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm so nervous. That's my artificial ingredients. I don't know how I manage that. I'm slurring my words. I don't know how I manage that.
You're drunk.
I'm intoxicated. No.
I have to piss. I'll be right back.
Ah, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, you will wait until I get a customer for the survey. We should. I don't know where Sloth went, and I think they're giving me a customer. Yeah, Hillock.
Matt promises next week he'll be on. He busted his mic, apparently.
Yeah, that's what he told. That's what he was telling me.
Yo.
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer at the establishment?
One moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hi, my name is John Holloman. I'm calling from the corporate office. We're doing a quick customer survey right now. If you do participate in the survey, you will receive a $10 off of your dinner, lunch, or breakfast. Would you like to participate?
Sure. I can barely hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me a little bit better?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, first question. On a customer service basis, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being good customer service, and 1 being awful customer service, how would you rate your experience so far today?
A 10.
A 10, okay. And what did you order today?
I ordered a Rudy, an adult Rudy, and I ordered a kid's junior mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And a sampler, a breakfast sampler.
Okay. And approximately how much were you planning on spending today?
Approximately, how much were they planning on spending?
Yes.
Like $60.
60, 6-0.
Yes, 6-0.
Oh, okay. And how much are you spending? Because
we're still going to have some dessert.
Oh, okay. Okay, here at IHOP, we're thinking about adding a new layer of adulthood. How would you feel about adding an adult entertainment area to IHOP?
Adult entertainment area?
Yes, ma'am. We're not
like
getting...
Like, what kind of entertainment area?
We're going to add some magazines that are available for purchase around the corner.
Oh, okay. For us when we're sitting down waiting?
It was more of a gentleman's section. I was just wondering, as somebody who brings their children here, how would you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like when you go to the doctor's office, you have magazines. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, ma'am, what we're talking about here is actually pornographic.
What kind of a
pornographic
magazines are you talking about?
pornographic, you know, sexual in nature.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and we were also thinking, basically, we'd open up this little area with sofas and things, and we'd call it the Flapjack Lounge. She laughed.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hello?
I'm sorry, but I need to go, okay? Thank you, bye-bye.
Slut.
She was throwing a fucking laugh off, too. That was great. Enjoy your breakfast, bitch.
Call that place back for real.
Okay.
Tell her you weren't done with the survey. You need to speak to her again. So she can get her a fucking coupon.
Hello?
Look, we need to get that bitch back on the line so she can get her fucking coupon.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we need to get that bitch back on the line so we can send her a coupon.
Okay, I have your number and I'm calling the police.
What's
right
my
now.
Number? Tell me my number.
I'm calling back one more time.
Well, that lady can thank us. She just got her fucking meal comped.
I mean, this would be number 3. Are you guys sure you want to call back?
Yeah, do it.
It's like, let's...
She was expecting to spend $60 fucking
on
the
line. What?
Yeah, let's wait for a while and then call them back. We'll call a different one for now. Because some of these are good. And we'll come back to them when it starts to slow down.
We should do more customer surveys.
True. Yeah, I'm going
to
try to get
Waffle
one.
Waffle House seem to get more pissed off for some reason.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to do a customer survey.
Thank you for calling with Hollywood IHOP. This is Jeff speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeff. This is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you doing tonight?
Fine today. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. Do you have any customers there at the store currently?
Yes. We do.
Is it a lot or just a few customers?
A few.
Okay, well, we're implementing a new policy for customer surveys. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so basically what we'll be doing is we're going to need you to go ahead and get us one of your customers and bring them to the phone. Let them know what we're doing. We're doing a customer survey. We just want to ask them some questions about their experience there. And they'll actually get $10 off their meal if they participate.
Okay.
Yep, so go get somebody.
Let me get my supervisor. Actually.
Okay, yeah, hurry up. Hurry up. Yeah, okay. Bag it.
Hello, this is Yvonne speaking. How can I help you?
What'd you say your name was?
Yvonne?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm not sure if your employee there put you up to speed or not.
Not quite.
Okay, so basically, what I was telling him is, I'm sure you guys are aware of the weekly customer survey that we're implementing.
Correct.
Corporate-wide? Yes. Basically, what we'll need from you is for you to go ahead and put one of your customers on the line at random. And we'll ask them a couple questions about their, you know, customer satisfaction and how they feel about their experience there at your IHOP.
I'm sorry, but I cannot do that.
Why is that, sir?
I cannot put a random customer and disrupt them from their meal and bring them on the phone so they could just speak about
Oh, well, no, the thing is, we actually give them $10 off their bill. So, I mean, it's in their best interest.
My manager is not currently here. He'll be here in about... an hour.
But
you're more than welcome to call back
the
then and ask him, but I'm without authorization from
All
the manager.
Right. Well,
I'll do
honestly,
that.
I'm actually going to have to write you up for this.
That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and you're a little pussy bitch.
I'm sorry?
You're a little pussy bitch.
Men's That's, asses.
Well, you know, good job calling from Skype, man. Very
yeah,
believable.
I know. No. Pussy. Pussy. okay. I'm going to try another one. I want to get one. If that fucker hadn't put his supervisor on the line, it would have worked.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. They were well aware of the fucking policies that you're just putting into effect there.
Oh, yeah, they totally knew about it. You know, that memo I sent out just now. With my mouth.
You know about the customer service? Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello, thank you for calling. I have this, Brian. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, what I'm calling about is the new corporate policy we've implemented regarding customer surveys. I'm sure you've heard of that.
The new rule for customer service?
Yeah. We're going to be calling in on a weekly basis to survey a customer at random. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I haven't heard anything, but maybe my manager has. Would you like to speak with her?
No. Basically, what I need from you is, I really got to get through these numbers. We're going to need you to go ahead and put a random customer on the phone so we can ask them about their experience there at your IHOP.
Oh, okay. Let me go get one right now.
All right. What? Thank you.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
And asses.
Shh. Mute.
Time to change your bullshit. A little bit. IBM.
Damn, this guy's taking a long time.
I know.
He should be more assertive.
You know what he should do?
Go count his dick?
Yeah. Go count your dick.
I didn't talk to nobody yesterday. I was in the car taking a shit.
Now I gotta watch Tourette's guy.
I might play some soundboards here in a little bit.
Do it! Ah, shit.
That's shit. Not Mickey Mouse, that's just Titter!
That is Mickey Mouse shit.
That's not Mickey Mouse, that's just Titter! Is this guy?
Yeah, this is taking a long time.
How long does it take to count your dick? Or ass?
But fuck!
Scat.
Scat.
Butthole kissing.
Fuck you.
Enigma is the scat man.
Scat man.
I'm a scat man! 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 Scat, ba da ba da,
any politician reasons who would try to treat diseases if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man.
Hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Out in the night, as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
I'm going to call 911 right now. And
why would you call 911? It doesn't even make sense. You're fucking stupid. Seriously, what are you going to do? What are you going to tell them? Oh, these guys called me and they said incredulous.
I'm sorry. The call is recorded.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Your number is recorded.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to tell 911 though.
Okay. We'll just report it and we'll follow up on it.
I mean, that's
right.
Fine.
Okay. This is payment. We're part of PCI, so we're forced to report everything.
What?
What are you gonna tell 911 though? I don't understand.
Okay.
You sound baffled. Are you flabbergasted?
No, sir. I'm gonna hang up right now. All right. Okay.
Okay.
I have your number.
Okay.
And
okay.
I have.
Okay. Okay, Stutterbutt.
Hold on a second.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna get you on three-way with the police.
I'm hanging up with you now.
Okay. Okay. Do that.
Dude, he was such a stutter bump.
Yeah, I hung up on him. I'm going back to music.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
restless longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Okay, guys, we're giving up on trying to get some numbers. It's fucking stupid.
We're bad.
It's fucking shit.
Yeah, frustrating. So we're just going to go ahead and call Motel 6 now and say weird things to them.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, we did make that one guy angry enough to threaten us, even though he was stuttering like a little
bit. I will call 911.
Why?
We didn't commit any crimes. We do it for the lulz.
I'm calling a Motel 6.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Mammoth Lake. If you know the room number of the guest...
I got this.
Thank you for calling Mammoth Lake Motel 6. My name is Jesse. May I help you?
Hey, Jesse. Go ahead and give me room 114 there, sweetie.
One second.
Thanks, babe.
What room number did you say?
114, honey.
The name of the room?
The name of the room is
That room is non-existent.
What do you mean?
There's no one in room 114.
So the room doesn't exist or nobody's in it?
Nobody's in it.
Nobody's in it. Well, that was fucking stupid of you to say that it doesn't exist then. God, what a retard.
Dumbass.
Yeah, you're fucking stupid. Did you ride the short bus when you were a kid?
Call again.
Call again? Okay.
Okay, I will.
Hang up. Hang up, bitch.
All right. Call him again.
Call him back.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Mammoth Lake.
Thank you for calling Mammoth Lake Motel 6. My name is Jesse. How may I help you?
Hey, what's up? I'm calling back. Are you going to transfer me now?
I'm sorry?
I'm calling you back. Are you going to transfer me now? You told me to call you back.
No one's checked into room 114, dude.
Yeah, I know. I'm at 214, dumbass.
You know where I am.
Yeah, I know. You're a little bitch. That's who you are.
I don't even know who you think. Like, why you got to be calling doing this?
Because you're a little pussy.
Right.
Puss.
Have a good day.
Puss. Puss.
Pussy-ass bitch.
We're calling him back one more time. Three's the limit.
Raise the limit. Abuse it.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 at Mammoth Lake. If you...
Thank you for calling Motel 6 Mammoth Lake. This is Lulu. How may I help you?
Hey, Lulu. Could you go ahead and transfer me to room 110 there, sweetie?
I'm sorry, what number?
110, 110.
What's the name?
The name? Oh, I'm sorry. It's sort of a family emergency, but I don't know the name. This is all the information.
We need that name. I'm sorry.
Sweet, I'm American. You have to do what I tell you, because I'm American. Okay? I'm giving you a direct order, as, you know, your superior within the caste system of the United States.
Okay, give me the name and the number.
It's Brian Jergens in 110.
It's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, listen, if we all come down there, can we have sex with you in your mouth?
How much do you hate that asshole that you work with?
I'm going to slap you with my snake right on your dot.
Snake slap. Alright, we're going to go ahead and call another one.
Call the one that I put in the chat.
Okay, you take it, though.
Was that lady Hindu?
I don't know. She was something.
Hindu.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Conroe. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling...
Hello? Hello?
Speak the fuck up.
It's the phone, nigga.
That was weird.
Hey, dude's like sleeping answering the phone.
Just answer it.
Yeah, try a different one.
Well, I need to take this last shot.
Fuck. Format is wrong.
Ah, shit. Alright. I'm about to fall. I'm about to fall off my chair. Holy shit. I'm gonna call another one. Call.
I'm trying, but it's not going to work. Alright. We'll go with this one. Yeah, balls.
Don't you yawn again.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Scat.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, San Luis Obispo North.
Ice goes mute. Holy shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Motel 6 North.
Hey, this is Ron. I'm calling from the corporate office. What's your name, ma'am?
Ashley.
Ashley? Okay. Here's the thing. We've had a lot of complaints at the corporate level this evening regarding the tenants in room 114. I'm going to need to speak with them immediately.
In what room?
114.
Hold on one second.
Thank you. It's urgent. Holy shit, Ice Goose, please mute.
I'll kill you.
Hello, this is Kyle speaking. How may I help you?
Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah, Kyle, are you, what, a front desk clerk? What's this?
Yeah, my coworker just arrived here, so she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah,
okay. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office with Motel 6.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of complaints on the corporate level this evening about the guests in room 114.
Yes.
And I'm going to need to speak with them immediately.
Okay, could I get your ID number as well as your supervisor's name?
Yes, 27165. And my supervisor's name is John Holloman.
Okay. So this is a little puzzling because I do not have a guest in room 114.
Really?
Yes.
What do your rooms start at there? Because I'm showing that they start at 105. Is that correct?
No, it's not. You might have the wrong property.
Well, what's the property address? Oh, wait, one second.
1433.
What's that? Yeah, you're definitely the one that we're looking for. I mean, what do you have occupied for rooms right now?
I'm almost sold out.
What's that?
I'm almost sold out.
Oh, Do you not have a room 114 there?
I do, but nobody's in it.
Maybe we went... Let me look at my notes here. Hold up. Let me pull this back up in the system. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's actually 117. Sorry about that.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the guest name?
The name? No, I do not. It only shows us the room number.
Do you have any other information about the guest?
Apparently it's a white male, Caucasian.
Okay. So, this puts me in a little weird situation, because, you know, of course you know that we get prank calls sometimes and people claim to be from corporate, and hear stuff like that does happen.
I was under the impression that we had solved most of those issues.
I know you did give your ID and your supervisor's name, however, because you didn't have the right room number, I can't just transfer you to the guest. The guest will have to contact you, and that's the only way I could do it. Otherwise, I don't have the supervision or the authority to transfer you to the
room. Excuse me, do you have any idea who you're speaking with, sir?
Ron, right?
Yeah, Ron. Do you know who I am?
It doesn't matter who you are, sir. This is policy.
You are in
policy.
Big trouble now, mister. You are in big trouble. How old
are
you?
That is fine. My name is Kyle Bell, and you can contact my supervisor
anytime.
How
old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you, Kyle?
That is an inappropriate question.
No, it isn't.
It is absolutely an inappropriate
question. Do you have
bills to
pay? Do you
have kids?
Not
be asking any employee about their age.
Because if you have kids, your kids are going to fucking starve, man. You understand me? Because your ass is fired.
Dude, you totally just gave yourself away. Like, this is totally a prank call.
Listen up, bitch. This is not a prank call. This is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Dude, I don't give a damn. You can hang up the phone and cut this out.
No, you hang up the phone, you little bitch.
Dude, I don't even give a shit, man.
Yeah, hang it up, pussy. You'll hang it up because you're a pussy bitch.
All right, wow, really?
Yeah.
You're having that frustrating of time?
Yeah, that's why you'll do it, because you're a little bitch and you do what I tell you, because you want to suck it.
Oh, you got me there, man.
I know.
You had me pinned. What am I going to do about this?
Well, you could suck it. I'll come down there
wow.
And let you.
Yeah, dude, please, come down here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to perform oral sex on me?
No, I'll report you to the police.
For what?
Actually, I'm going to immediately after this phone call.
For what?
Because that's what we do with prank calls.
Well, that's stupid, because you know it's not illegal to make a single prank call to somebody, right?
Yep, and that's why you're going to get arrested.
Well, you know that's an abuse of the 911 system, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
we do it all the time.
And then
I deal with
happens?
It all the time. I deal with people like you all the time.
And then what happens?
That's the way it is.
What happens then?
All right, sir, I gotta go. I got a guest here. I gotta help, so have a good night.
All right, bitch.
Pussy.
French fries. You should have got his employee ID number, so that way when we call him some more, we can give him his fucking ID number.
That shit would have been fun.
Someone in chat, Lux, he said make him write himself up. And
yeah,
I thought that was fucking hilarious.
All right.
Go ahead and have you write yourself up.
This is actually a Super 8, but I want somebody else to take this.
I don't want to do it. Oh, yeah, I'll do it.
I didn't know there was...
Good evening, Super 8 and Will.
Oh, I need to be transferred to room 114, please.
114?
Yeah, I answer the... Yeah, just please send me to room
114. Can you please call me back on this number, 401-6637?
No, I can't do that.
That's the only way I can connect you, though.
Yeah, we'll do it, Bonchud.
Okay.
Yeah, Modichud.
Bonchud.
Gandu.
Ulu.
Alright, hold up.
Gandu.
Ulu Capata.
Gandu.
I suppose there's a number back in chat there.
Alright, Ice Goose, this is all you, homie.
I must drink alcohol first.
Good evening, Super Dave Wells.
Yeah, 114 already. God.
Hello?
Yeah, 114. Hurry up. Jesus.
Hey, hold on. What's the name of the room? What's the name of the person in the room?
The name on the room is Modichud. You got
I
that?
Don't have anybody with that name.
You know what that means, Bonchud?
Sir, it's a family emergency. Can go ahead and put the call through.
Yeah, Terry Ma on. Terry Ma.
I'm a family attorney. Go ahead and put the call through.
I need to know what the, who's in the
sir,
room.
Sir, I don't want to have to drag you into legal matters. Put the call through to 114 so we can get through with this family emergency.
Malaga.
I will knock on the room until they're expecting a call, okay?
No.
Sir, I do not want you waking these people up because you're knocking on the door. Ring them right now.
Damn it, Kent. Yeah, I was going to say, we've had a lot of trouble with these people before.
It's a bitch when you get these ones that won't automatically dial to the room.
I know. It sucks. We're going to try this one. This one has very
little. I was trying to see if that would fucking throw him. He's like, I'll knock on the room. I'm like, no, sir, I don't want you fucking knocking on the room, waking him up. Just go ahead and send the phone call.
Good evening.
Hey, yeah, I need room 114 there, sweetie. Please, baby.
114, what's the last name?
I don't know what the last name is, sweetie, but I'm trying to get...
We don't have room number 114 here.
Well, so. Maybe I meant 214? I don't know.
We don't have 214 either. Do you
well,
know
how are you doing morning? Tonight? Like, how's your night going?
It's good, but what's the last name?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm trying to talk to you, though. I guess she doesn't want to talk to me. That sucks. All right.
Denied. Sloth denied.
I know. I was trying to get laid there, too. That's fucked up. I need some poon.
Sucks.
Need some of that Motel 6 poon.
Need some of that scat on your snake?
Yes.
You fucking need to impregnate that bitch. She's holding down that fucking Motel 6. You get rich, bitch.
Good evening, Super Bottom. I'm Chris. How can I help you?
Yeah, 114, please.
Last name?
I don't know.
I can't help you there.
I only know the first name. It's Candy. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. Don't know.
Well, it's a prostitute.
It's a what?
It's a prostitute.
Well, I'm sorry. I think you got the wrong number, dude.
Well, I'm trying to stick my penis. Somebody else try. I'm not having a
call that asshole back. I'll talk to him.
Okay, fair enough.
He's still on the line. Fuck you.
No, he hung up. It was just being Skype.
Good evening, Super Bottom Mountains. Chris, how can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Can I get room 225, please?
Last name.
Johnson.
I'm sorry, I don't see Johnson on here.
My buddy Bradley Johnson is supposed to be in that room. I don't know, he was traveling with a girl hitched a ride from California.
Okay, I'll transfer you.
Thank you.
Plus one for go, God damn, dude. Hello, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the front desk. How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm going to have to verify your name to make sure that you are, in fact, the guest.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your name, sir?
Dunning Joe.
Dunning Joe. Okay. Yeah, that checks out. Yeah, we've had a number of complaints about your room tonight. Okay. Are you following me?
Joe? Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. We've had complaints primarily regarding very strange fumes, industrial chemical smells coming from your room tonight.
Oh, okay.
So basically what it smells like is like somebody might be using a mobile meth lab in your room there.
Really?
Yes. So, I mean, we have suspicions, you know, of our own that you are, in fact, running a meth lab in your room right now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not happening.
Well, we've also had complaints about a lot of noise coming from your room tonight.
A what noise?
A lot of noise. Yeah, they said it was angry sexual noises.
Uh-huh.
And this was actually the people in room 223 who said that, okay?
Okay.
So, sir, to be honest, at this point, I'm actually going to have to ask you to leave the motel.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got to admit, you know, it's... You caught me on a bad day. I'm at my wit's end with, you know, you people. And I'm just sick of it. I've had enough, and I want you out of my motel. Okay?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've had enough of you white trash people in my hotel. And I just want you out.
Is this a joke?
No, absolutely not, sir. Do I sound like I'm joking?
There's kids in here. I've got myself, my wife, and my four kids.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're going to have to get them the hell out, because I, you know, you white trash people, you bring your trouble in here.
It's what?
Yeah, you white trash people, you bring your trouble here. Your white trash, redneck, hick trouble. And I just, I don't want it. I don't want it at my hotel. I'm sick of it. And, you know, your damn kids, they're going down the hallways, pounding on people's doors in the middle of the night.
What are you talking about?
Your kids, your damn kids, running down the hallways, pounding on doors, screaming. Yeah.
No, they haven't been.
Oh, they have been.
No, they haven't.
They have been.
No, they haven't.
Oh, they have been.
What's that?
They have been, sir. They've been doing
it. No, they have not been.
Yeah, your kids have been doing that.
No, we're not, because they're in here in the room.
And your other kid, one of them apparently flooded the bathroom.
He what?
He flooded the bathroom.
No.
Yeah, he took a bunch of rolls of toilet paper and he stuffed them in the toilet and he flooded the bathroom. Sir. Sir. He hung up.
That's good shit.
Okay, somebody else take this one. I don't feel like doing one.
This is the same fucking dude?
No, this is a Super 8. Somewhere else.
The same one or a different one?
Different one. Somewhere else.
I don't know how that guy fucking transferred us, because my story did not fucking add up.
Yeah, that was good. I expected you to take the call, since, I mean, you scored that transfer.
Well, I said go ahead and have at it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I do have to be kicked out. You guys are on your own.
Ice
Goose, what? Hello, how can I help you?
Can you transfer to room 114, please?
What number?
114.
We don't have room 114.
Send me a 14, then.
What number?
14.
We don't have room 14.
Shit. What does your room start with?
It starts with a 1, 2, or 3.
Okay, well, I would like to be transferred to 1, 2, or 3.
We don't have room 1, 2, or 3 also.
Okay, look, bitch, wait. Just transfer us to a room that's occupied already.
I don't know what to say to this bitch.
Cunt. Cunt!
I don't know what to say.
I'm calling it back. Here, I'll talk this time.
He's calling Super 8. This is Lenore. How can I help you?
What did you say your name was?
Hello?
Yeah, what did you say your name was?
My name is Lenoy. How can I help you?
Lenoy, okay. Yeah, this is Ron. I'm calling for room 225.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling for room 225.
From what hotel?
What do you mean? I'm calling for the Super 8 in Las Vegas.
But we don't have a room 225 here. I think it's the other Super 8.
What Super 8? What number?
It's 4 Super 8 here in Las Vegas, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, which one? I mean, are you black?
Well, I wouldn't know what number, which hotel you're trying to get a hold of.
Yeah, but are you black? okay. I don't know why I asked her that. I don't even know where I was going to go with that. Whatever.
It's fine.
All right, here's the other one in Las Vegas. So this is all you, Ice Juice. Balls.
Ah, shit.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Steeper Las Vegas Boulevard.
Hi. Can I have a transfer to room 114, please?
And the guest is trying to reach?
Smith.
I'm sorry, who?
Smith. Smith, Dexter, or Johnson.
And what is the room again?
114. I don't know if that's their exact room. I know the last name. There's three last names. They're all... I can't remember which one it's booked with. It's either Smith, Johnson, or Dexter.
Yeah, I'm looking at that room right now. That's not who's in this room.
Okay, is there any room with any of those names?
Let's see. What was the first one for? What was the first name for the Smith?
It could be any one of them, and there's like five possibilities.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't just put you through the room just because the last name matches. I need the full name.
Is it Erica?
I'm sorry?
Is it Erica?
Erica? No.
Could be under grandma's name.
What about Chris? Is it under Chris?
Can you just try it? I mean, I got the last name right.
I can't. I have to have the full name. It's just a hotel.
No, I can't remember what Bob's wife's name is.
It's the name that I have is not a female.
Is it the brother?
And that's just hotel policy. Without you giving me the registered name.
Well, I don't know why you're being a little bitch.
I think it
was Bob. Well, thank you. You have a good evening. Okay.
Fucking whore.
Bitch. Is that a man or a woman?
Both.
Probably. Nice.
Fucking Herbie.
See if I can have you.
Yeah, 114.
Excuse me?
114, hurry up. I don't have time.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for room 114, Bonchude. Hurry up.
Hey,
room 114, Bonchude.
Hello?
Yeah, room 114.
What is the
Hello?
Number of the person you're looking
for? Yeah, 114. Get it on the line. Transfer me.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for 114.
114. Hurry the fuck up. Bitch.
Yeah, fuckhead. Transfer us.
Yeah, you pieces of shit.
Hello.
I got some hot pussy on the line in 114. You're delaying my departure.
3203. Are you still there? No, he hung up.
Who's fucking jamming away on their keyboard?
That's fucking
fuck you guys.
Alright, we're calling 7-Elevens now. This is... We're having really bad
calls. Are you, like,
tonight.
Got some hot pussy lined up where you're fucking over there?
Just slamming away at his keyboard.
I'm blocking you, assholes.
You're gonna fucking go blind if you do that too often.
God.
Alright. This might be the last one. I'm getting tired of bad calls. Yeah, this is Ron. I was in there earlier.
Sorry?
Yeah, my name is Ron. I was in there earlier. I bought some things at your store. What? What? Madachud, are you there? Yeah, Madachud.
Hello?
Hello, this is Ron.
What?
Yeah, this is Ron. I was in there earlier today. I bought some stuff.
Where you call from?
I'm calling from Madachud.
Huh?
I'm calling from Madachud in Bonchud.
I don't know.
It's right off of Gandu Street.
Mm-hmm. At the corner of Ulu Kapata.
And Terry Madilan.
I don't know Madachud.
Do you know Madachud?
No.
Do you know Bonchud?
Huh?
Do you know Bonchud?
No, I don't know.
You know what Bonchud means?
I bet this motherfucker would bring his sister in front of me.
I'll bet he'll bring his sister in front of both of us.
Son of an owl.
Sir, we can manage to bring your sister in front of us.
For sex.
Scat.
Hi, sir. Hello, sir. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office. We need to do a weekly customer service.
I'm so done with that guy. I hate when you call
them. I wonder if you'd have fell for that shit.
I hate when you call them and they can't, like, they can't even speak enough English to communicate with them.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, this is Ron. I was in there earlier and I purchased some things. I'd like to make a complaint.
What do you want?
Yeah, I'd like to make a complaint about your store.
There is any way possible, can you call back in the business hours?
Absolutely not.
All right, thank you so much.
What the
fuck? She fucking showed you.
We're calling that bitch back. Fuck that.
Call her a bitch, are you open it?
How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Ron. I'm calling from the corporate office. Do not hang up that phone.
Sir, can you come back in the business hours if you want to make any complaints?
I am from the fucking corporate office. Shut your mouth.
Excuse me?
I said shut your mouth, bitch.
Okay, thank you for a good night. God
yeah, goddamn right.
That bitch fucking showed you.
I couldn't mute fast enough. That was fucking funny.
Call her back. Let's burn this fucking third call. I want to talk to this
whore.
Yeah,
Ken, this is you. You take it.
Fucking Kevin, bitch. Here we go.
How can I help you?
Hi, this is Mr. 7. He's in 7-Eleven from the corporate office. How are you?
Excuse me, who calling?
This is Mr. 11.
This is who?
I am Mr. 11.
Okay.
I founded 7-Eleven. My name is Mr. 7. Mr. 7-Eleven.
Do you want to know if this is a 7-Eleven?
No. My name is Mr. 11. I founded your store.
Then what happened?
They named the store after me.
And what do you want to do?
What I really need to know is how many fingers can you take in your deep dark well?
How many? How much? What? I'm sorry.
How many fingers can you take deep in your beef curtains? Are you a macho?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Banchod.
Okay, well maybe, are you a banchod?
Modern
chode.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little Ulu Capita.
Terry Marilan. Mm-hmm.
Terry Marilan.
Mm-hmm.
Chody Chody.
Are you a little bit of all that?
Mother Chode.
Who did you, Chody Chody? Oh, good night. Bye.
Mother Chode.
Chody.
Mother Chode.
We should call.
She laughed instead of being a dumb cunt about it.
Yeah, at least she laughed. That's true.
Should call ones in fucking India and tell them that shit.
What?
Call India.
Calling India.
Hello?
Hello, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hello,
this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hello?
Yeah, Marichuk, do you understand what I'm saying to you? Marichuk, Banchud, Gandu.
What's up, nigga?
Marichuk. Banchud.
You got the Newport, motherfucker?
Yeah, this is getting fucking tedious. Oh, we're getting in these goddamn gondus. See, look, they don't even respond. They're like retarded. It's not even that they're foreign, it's just that they're stupid.
Hey, you got them playboys behind the counter?
I hung up on him, he's fucking dumb. All right, here's another one. Somebody else take this. I'm pissed off at 7-Eleven right now.
I don't know, I'll do it. I'll just insult the motherfucker, but...
That works.
All right. Sloth doing work.
That was pretty awesome.
I speak robot.
Boop.
Like Sloth just got tired of somebody's shit.
Yeah, porch monkey. He won't shut the fuck up. It's getting annoying. Alright.
Honey baby, sweetie.
Did you fucking kick it? Out?
Yeah. Hey. Scat.
Mother child.
All you fuckers listening are scats.
Yeah. Scats.
Scat.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, this is Ron Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. What was your name, sweetie?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Okay, Elizabeth. You're actually the one that I needed to speak with.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Elizabeth, we've had some very disturbing reports about various infractions that you've committed there at your location.
About what?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've had some very serious complaints about various infractions that you've committed at your location.
Okay, I haven't been to work for like a month, so that can't be me. Sorry,
no, I'm aware. Cunt! What the fuck?
Wow, they fucking have no issue with hanging up on corporate.
We're failing.
Yeah, they really don't. I'm about to call it, guys. This is it.
Huh? I want to tell her that I used the bathroom, and then when I opened the door, I saw her peeking.
Okay. We'll do that, and then this is done. The show is over after this. God damn it. Hey, Elizabeth, are you there? I swear to God, Elizabeth, if you answer this damn phone or you're fired. Alright.
You're putting that fucking $7.95 an hour on the line.
Yeah, she hung up. This is too much. I'm gonna call it quits, guys.
Alright.
Yeah, we're ending the show.
Niggas be tripping.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Alright, everybody, good night. Thank you for tuning in. We really didn't have any good calls, but
gosh.
Fuck it. And bye. Bye. Bye.